bag alert, major bag alert. Oh, bag alert. Brr, 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 brr. We are sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Welcome to the mailbag, everybody. John, I pulled a pack of Tito's cards. I pulled out the Tito's Underdog. Tito's Underdog. That's right. They're trading cards. This is, if you want to get a little crazy. 4 ounces of grapefruit juice, lime and grapefruit wedge. You'd have to know where the grapefruits are in the grocery store to actually pull this drink off.
I don't know.
But I don't know either. 4 ounces of grapefruit juice. Maybe you can just ask somebody for where the grapefruit juice is. And some Tito's.
Our long-lost friend, Lo Neal, used to have a saying, said, let's get crazy. And that's where Tito's. Get Tito's right now. Number one vodka in America. Sponsor the pod. Sponsor of the YouTube channel. Just friends of the program.
Yeah, we're big fans. Send us pictures this weekend of you hanging out with your Tito's. You can go to mybookie.ag, Ham1. That's where you can make your bets. We'll see if our lock of the week and our dud of the week hit. Hopefully you're in our DraftKings game. If you're not, the best thing, the winner gets over $400, and we shout them out on the next pod.
If you're listening to this on Saturday night, you know, the Hayward and Middlecoff Incorporated just got a little check for some work that we did earlier this year. And, you know, I'm going to go cash it, and then I'll Venmo Haberman his half. And, you know, I might dabble, take some of that into my bookie. I hammer this home on the Friday pod. I do like dogs plus 11.5. And I might just sprinkle, you know, even if it's $50, almost 3.5 to 1 money line. I think it's like plus 330. You know, I believe
they've won 3 straight against UCLA as a program. So revenge. I was there for one of them. Game.
Did you go to the game that I was at? Rose Bowl? 09? Ryan Matthews? 08, actually?
No, I was not there. Okay. Mailbag, very easy. You go to iTunes, you leave us a review. We really appreciate it, first and foremost. It's how you share our podcast with others. It helps the algorithms on iTunes. It helps us out. 5 stars, if you want, whatever. Leave us a question Tell us your favorite bar, too. That's why we get to some of the bars in this thing. So, John, here we go. Let's dive in. Mailbag. And here we go. HamPod, best pod out there. Thanks, Mike P. Question. Not as much a question, but more of a pushback. We don't know how good the Raiders will be this week, but I look around the AFC, the Bills, the Browns, the Chiefs, the Titans are probably locks for the playoffs, but argue not many other teams have gotten better. The Dolphins with Tua ain't better. Colts with Wentz, who's always hurt. Ravens have everyone hurt. Donkeys got Teddy as their quarterback. Pats have a rookie QB. Jets are the Jets. Steelers with old Ben. It's not that crazy. I would argue Hill and Kelsey only got older and the Chiefs don't look much better. You can't argue that the Raiders definitely have, argue the Raiders defense has gotten a major overhaul, much more talent. My Tito's hot take is Raiders win the division. Call it delusion, but that's why it's a hot take. Love the show.
Did you watch those old guys, Kelsey and Hill, against the Browns?
Yeah, that's the. I actually think there's some really good points in this.
I agree,
but that one's not one. Nah, that's not.
Yeah,
one.
I'd throw that one in the trash, and then I would remove the Titans and write AFC South. Which clearly going to be probably the Titans or the Colts. The Texans, who knows? I mean, they get off to a hot start. But I'm with you. But the Dolphins, they beat you last year. Like, the way their style is, like, they're going to come in. That game might be a pick 'em, you know, if they beat the Bills. Hell, they could be favored if they beat the Bills by, like, a touchdown. The Chiefs, to me, clearly better. We'll see the Steelers. I mean, I guess that's his point, but... Yeah, I just think the AFC has a lot of talent. And the Raiders, as you saw on Monday night, like, miracle might be strong, but it had to take some weird shit for them to win. It's not like, you know, they just beat the Ravens were injured, but they just won by 14 points, pushed them around.
But if the Ravens had won, we'd be saying the same thing. It took some weird shit for them to win.
Yeah, but I think we all believe that the Ravens are a little flawed with their 7 million ACL injuries now, right?
yeah.
Well, Ronnie Stanley's out, and Villanueva, the Army Ranger who'd been with the Steelers forever, is now their starting left tackle.
Well, thank you for your service. Hopefully he's better at left tackle than right. I mean, left tackle is his position. So right tackle was not a good position for him.
Also, it's like, oh, Ronnie Stanley's not quite ready? Yeah, we saw his leg get snapped last year. Shocker, he's not, you know, week one, he was going to be slow to come back.
I know. I remember before the year, I said, I think the Raiders are, I could see them in the playoffs. And then we went through their schedule and I went, oh, maybe I can't. But if they're 2-0, if they beat the Steelers and the Ravens, it's more about them and less about the rest of the division, conference.
The Donkey's nickname is a good one. You know, if you hate the, I give the AFC West you know, I guess probably just the Chiefs and the Raiders. The Charger fans don't, I don't think, really talk down to other opponents in their division. They're just happy to be there.
The Padre part of them does, although I haven't heard a lot of that lately.
No, they've been quiet. They've been falling off the map. There's Bruce Bochy buzz coming back. You see that?
John Dickinson said to me after the Bochy retirement, like, well, it'll be great for the Giants when he comes back for the Padres.
Sunday Night Baseball within the last month. Oh, it was the Giants-Dodger game. Buster only said that, like, you know, clearly they're friends. He's like, yeah, I talked to Bruce, and Bruce told me I am not retired for life.
Bruce made that clear even after he left the Giants, that he was not necessarily done if it was a right situation.
And yeah, I'm going to have some cocktails. I'm going to fish a little bit, and I'm going to be ready to roll once the team's stacked. So, yeah, hot take right now, Bruce Bochy's the next manager.
I'm telling you, I think it's been kind of cooking for a while now because he refused to say, like, I've just walked away. The only question is,
does he call Flannery and say, one last ride?
One last ride again.
Well, we already did the ride. Well, I need you again. If I tell you it's announced Bochy is the manager of the Padres, is Flannery his third base coach?
You know, normally, didn't Flann had some health issues that he had to get through. Hopefully he's 100%. I'm not sure, but I saw him at a Giants game the other day, so he probably is good to go.
Yeah.
All right, John, next up. This comes from C. Biederman 15. What's some constructive criticism you'd have for an NFL beat writer? We get it from fans, but would love to hear your thoughts. Favorite bar, Cooperage in Santa Rosa, for obvious reasons. Keep up the awesome work. You know what I love about this one from Chris Biederman? We didn't do a mailbag last week, and I saw it. I was like, I won't tell Middlecoff ahead of time. He doesn't pretend that he's not Chris Biederman in this question.
I think Biederman, I'm going to give him a compliment, does a really good job of asking just a very specific question. I would put him as maybe the best question asker in the group because I think he kind of gets technical, but it's a big picture thing, but it's a very pointed question. It's not,
but a good delivery.
Yeah. And not, I mean, some of them can be a little uncomfortable, but not in a crate, not like in a cone way, you know, where I think he's kind of looking for a reaction. I think he asks good questions.
Okay, but he didn't ask for a compliment. He asked for constructive criticism.
You go first.
Apparel? Attire? It'd be nice if there's a uniform, like all the writers were, you know, tucked in shirts. Although I don't. So actually, sometimes I do, but that's more of a, I'm not very tall. And so, you know, it's hard to get golf shirts that fit me right. They're either too tight or too long.
Get to the bottom of this Ayuk situation. I mean, we got a major.
Yeah, there you go. Constructive criticism.
Kinlaw?
Make those in power more uncomfortable.
Okay, one constructive criticism. There are several players on the Niners and have been since Kyle was there. And maybe this is the nature. It's a tough job to do because these guys spend a lot of time around those guys and it's, you and I don't really have to answer to them and we can say whatever we want and never like sit there and look Kyle in the eye. Even though we'd love to have him on the podcast and look him in the eye, we'd come down there in a heartbeat. But I would say there are stories that happen a lot of times with Kyle that it's like something's brewing, but we never quite know the answer. And he's a tough nut to crack and it's hard. But I would say like the Kinlaw, Ayuk, there are some stories and some stuff brewing that I think sometimes in like the other markets. Now, part of it is like the Niners are very, very careful with what comes out, and they made a conscious effort since this group has been in there. Not Kyle doesn't care, but the other guys like about what gets out. Where in Philly or New York or some of these other markets, Sunday morning there would be a big article on Ayuk. Now the Niners do not operate like that, but if we could get a couple more of those, we would love it because we'd like to talk about it.
Yeah, it helps when the team wants to motivate a guy through the media, and that's not. I'll give you one actually that's more of a global. Like not Niners specific, but just more of a bigger picture. One would be like, I understand why the media, when a player gets, I understand why the media sometimes feels obligated to remind everybody else that athletes are humans too. Cause they are obviously, but the percentage of people that actually like treat them, like yell at them in their DMs, like, I don't mean yell at, I just mean like really are inappropriate, is so small. Most of the people understand that it's insane to send Raheem Mostert's wife messages about what a loser he is. Like, you're not making that announcement on the internet and then someone who is that level of like crazy goes, oh, good point, I won't be such a dick anymore. most people get it. Most people know that when you move, your job moves you somewhere else and it's not your choice. That's shitty. But most people are tuning in because they like the games. And I have no problem sharing the human interest side of it, right? Like, A, there's just a fundamental reason you do it. It helps you with access to players when they realize, like, yeah, this is something I appreciate you standing up for me. But also, it's legitimate. Like, this is not the newspaper era. There's enough space for all of it. All of it. You can do 12 all 22 breakdowns and also do a human interest story, right? It used to be the newspaper was only so big, the internet didn't exist. You had to make a decision, this thing or that thing. Well, in the internet era, there's no this or that because we're not limited to only 12 pages. So you can do it all. So I'm not saying when you say, hey, you know, a big part of the trade deadline is, you know, athlete leaves, family stays behind. That's stressful on the family. That's real. All I'm saying is don't tell the consumer like you guys are jerks for not also acknowledging this aspect of it. That's a piece. Now, I don't even know if that's a beat writer thing or just an internet thing, but I think most people are reasonable people. Most people get it.
I do think
act like jerks, and so we react to those people.
Yeah, I do think the social media thing with family members sometimes gets blown out of proportion of like connects to a lot of people. I think it connects to a very, very small percentage of fucking losers.
And I'm not saying don't defend Raheem Mostert. No. I'm not saying let that person hang out there by themselves. I'm just saying don't make the mistake of thinking this is how most people feel or act.
I also have a big picture thought on social media that like, and listen, I don't pretend like Raheem Mostert's wife should quite understand this, but definitely for the players or any person that's has a following, part of taking the good is taking the really bad, and we know the really bad at this point in time. Like in 14, 15, for sure. Maybe, like at this point in time, like I'm just shocked with nothing that's said. Again, I exclude
but
her.
When it's happening to you, it's...
I know, but we have evidence now. It happens nonstop.
I know, but it doesn't change the fact that when it happens to you, it's still... It's a lot harder to be like, it's just the internet, right?
I know, but we all take the good really well. Most of
I know, but we've been on the internet, but we're internet experts. You know,
but I'm saying so are the, you know, the players and all these other people now have been on the internet.
Yeah, but they still,
time.
I mean, we are like experts. Like in terms of the internet experts, we're in the top 1% of just
I think
being
they get
all the time.
We get also what we do. We get a lot more just over the time bad with the good. It's like a pretty balance. I think as a player, sometimes you get a lot of good.
So all right. Next up, John from Walter. Love the occasional references to small towns in the Central Valley. I'm a teacher at Fireball High School, and this city takes great pride in Josh Allen. Funny thing is, I'm originally from Mendota, rival town about 10 minutes away. And we beat Josh Allen twice in 2013. Think about that. Beating Josh Allen twice in high school. Go Dogs. I have lots of Bulls Tavern stories. Not a question there, but good insight. That's okay. Yeah. Keeps us moving.
Bull sweat.
Thank you, Walter. Walter Ayala, by the way, full name on the internet. Look at this guy.
How many people on that team that, you know, are working now in the Central Valley tell that story? We beat him twice. Beat him twice. Same year. Josh Allen. Oh, that guy that got $150 million? When that story broke, Josh Allen just signed $150 million. How many people in Mendota were telling their buddies wherever they're working, we fucking kicked his ass. Not once. Yeah. But again, that has to mean the playoffs, right?
He might have had 360 against the Dolphins, but he had 72 yards against Mendota. Next up from Anthony. I'm confused about Todd Downey. Maybe this is what I was thinking of on our last podcast when I asked you about Downey. I thought Downey was Carr's OC when Carr was up for MVP till he broke his leg. Maybe I'm wrong. I also didn't like Del Rio getting fired after two winning seasons. Please break down the last season of Del Rio so I can understand. Enjoy listening. If you're in Brentwood, Northern California, try Caps with two P's. It's great food and great bar.
That's not far away from me. I think Brentwood's like 15, 20 minutes.
I don't think can we do a there. Deep dive on Del Rio's time? No.
He had one winning season.
The Derek for MVP season, wasn't that a Musgrave year?
Yeah, it was. Musgrave got fired after that year. So Jack got here, he got 7-9. Then they went 12-4. Musgrave got fired after 12-4 because a lot of teams were going to hire Todd Downing. Todd Downing gets upgraded. Disaster. I mean, the offense just looked terrible.
And the Del Rio thing was simple. Oh, I'm sorry. Keep going.
Yeah, and Todd Downing's offense, again, looked. He just has no instincts, Todd Downing, as a play caller.
And the Dorrio thing was had nothing to do with really anything Dorrio was doing because John Gruden was available. Mark was going to hire his friend John Gruden.
John Gruden said, "I'm willing to come back." Mark and Tampa Bay went all in, and John signed. Took him $100 million, but he signed.
Del Rio was in the wrong place at the wrong time on that one.
Do you remember how Del Rio was fired, guy?
How Del Rio was fired?
Walking off the field. Remember that? Against the Chargers? And then as he went in, because the story broke, and as he went into his press conference, Mark had fired him on the field.
Very weird.
Yeah.
That thing doesn't get enough attention. But you just brought it. All right, next up from somebody whose name is just letters. HCSEJBCEHJBDDHJBS. If that's actually your name, I'm going to need a pronunciation guide. It says, "Hey guys, great show. Can't get enough. Viking fan here. I know that you're not very keen on Kyler Murray, but I drafted him in fantasy, and I'm wondering if you think he can be a good fantasy performer. Do you think he'll run the ball like he did last year pre-injury or be more conservative like he was post-injury? Best place to get a drink is Zorbaz on Gull Lake in Lakeshore, Minnesota. Keep up the great work. Love the show. Mikey," half a full name on the internet. Zorbaz, Z-O-R-B-A-Z, if anyone's heading to Gull Lake in Lakeshore, Minnesota. What do you think?
I think he's a fantastic fantasy football player. Like, I mean, of the fantasy football, I know there's always pushback, running backs go ahead of quarterbacks. I listened to Matthew Berry say something recently. He's like, well, these running quarterbacks that now can throw, right? If you can throw for 35 touchdowns and then also run for 7 or 8 and run for 500 yards, that's an added element that forever, beside like Michael Vick, it didn't really exist. I'm watching Jalen Hurts. He's going to throw 3 or 4 touchdowns and also run for 50 yards. Like, you get credit for rushing yards. Kyler's better. Kyler, I don't know what his week 1 fantasy was, but it had to be pretty good. He threw 4 touchdowns and he ran for 68 yards. I think he's got to be a top 2 or 3 fantasy quarterback. What do you say?
When you say we're not keen on him, like, I might take him. He's pretty damn good. I wonder, you've brought up the longevity. For me, it's just like, is he the leader of that team? Like, is he that type of guy? Do we know that yet? I don't think we know that yet. There have been some, Steve Young that said he'd heard from a NFL veteran that Kyler's not, I heard from somebody. That was the theory. I heard similar from somebody who is very tight with somebody on that team. That there's just, we're not positive that Kyler's leader.
TJ Watt told you that JJ told you? Told
JJ,
him that?
Yeah, TJ told him. Damn it. All right, John, next up. This is from Jiffy. Love the after-game live broadcast. Why do the Niners keep doubling down on injured players? Verrett, 2 ACL tears and Achilles, Mostert, multiple games, Kinlaw, history of knee tendonitis going into the draft, just to name a few. The definition, he didn't mention Hurd, definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. Now they're short at key positions. You can only blame luck for so long. Shanahan and Lynch deserve a sizable share of the blame here. Stay healthy and keep grinding.
Like, why am I not getting skinny? Well, you had Chinese food one night, Thai food the next night, and pizza the other night. It's why. It's like, well, it's insanity, right? Do the same thing over and over, never get skinny.
If they fail, if this doesn't work, the Shanahan-Lynch era, this will be one of the major, some of their draft misses, but everyone hits and misses in the draft. But this will be a big part of the story because I do think you get last year is kind of, we've talked about this, it's kind of a, shit happens to teams. If the same stuff happens this year to some of the same players, not all of them are the same players, then they're not going to get a free pass again. Now, what does that actually mean? Does it mean they're getting fired? No. But the pressure will ramp up a little bit.
The only way I can envision a future firing is Trey Lance's disaster, because to me, if he's good, he'll mask screw-ups. Chiefs had misses.
This is why
look at Seattle. To me, if he's good, you'll be okay. If he's just average, you got problems. Right?
Kind of funny, right? Kyle has told us the reason you chase a top 5 quarterback is because they can. This is what top 5 quarterbacks do.
I think we're all in agreement. They did had the right mindset. They swung for the fences. Then once you swing for the fences, you just got to see where the ball goes. Trey's the ball right now. I don't really know where, he's probably still not even in the air yet.
They say you're not supposed to give out multiple URLs in one ad, but for a great cause, you do it. Today's show is brought to you by Manscaped. Did you know? One man every hour, every day, is diagnosed with testicular cancer. In fact, testicular cancer is the most common form of cancer among men age 15 to 35. I did not know that. April is National Testicular Cancer Awareness Month, and Manscaped is donating $50,000 to the Testicular Cancer Society. You can visit manscaped.com/TCS to learn how to check yourself for early signs of cancer. And of course, use the code HAM for 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com. With this in mind, you can perform simple routine self-checks at home while enjoying the Manscaped products like the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra. If you don't like making a mess, it's great because this thing is waterproof. Shave in the shower, shave in the ocean, shave in the hotel. Code HAM at manscaped.com for 20% off and free shipping. Oh, the places ground beef from ButcherBox can take you. Ground beef is absolutely the go-to item in my freezer. Why? Because at a moment's notice, you're making bolognese, you're making enchiladas, you're making chili, you're making meatloaf, you're making hamburger patties, and we are entering hamburger patty season. I've been telling you about ButcherBox for years. High quality cuts of meat, amazing value. Find high quality seafood as well that you can trust, delivered right to your doorstep with free shipping always. Today, ButcherBox is giving you, the listener, free ground beef for the life of your membership, plus an additional $20 off your first order. Just use my link, butcherbox.com/ham, and use the code HAM to get free ground beef for life, plus $20 off your first box. That's butcherbox.com/ham, code HAM. Prize Picks is America's number one fantasy sports app, because it's the easiest and most exciting way to get in on the action. While you watch your favorite players in sports, you just pick more or less on two or more player stats, and then the fun is on. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball to hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. It's really simple to play. You make your picks, submit an entry in less than 60 seconds. I'll do it at halftime of a basketball game, and I also have some season-long more or less picks on MLB homers. You may remember, I've got less on Ohtani homers this year. We'll see. And at halftime of your next NBA blowout game, just jump on and go, Steph Curry more than 11 points in the second half. It'll change the game for you. Download the Prize Picks app and use the code HAM50 for a first deposit match of up to $100. That's HAM50 for a first deposit match of up to $100. Prize Picks, pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
I got to tell you about the Eufy Video Lock. I've spent years trying to upgrade my security system at the house with one of those big name companies that, I'll be honest, sucks. I got the Eufy Video Lock, and it's an automatic improvement. That's Eufy, E-U-F-Y, Video Lock. It's easy to install, just a Phillips screwdriver, no drilling required. And now I've got the keyless entry. I always go for walks. I don't want to take keys. I hate stuff in my pockets. I go without the keys. The fingerprint recognition lets me in less than 1 second. There's no monthly fees. You have your recordings locally. You never have to pay for storage. I love knowing that doorbell ring was just a delivery. I don't have to jump up and get it. Or if I'm out of town, I can look, I can see the landing in front of the door and tell the neighbor, hey, do you mind swinging by and picking up something? I love the 3-in-1 video smart lock from Eufy, and you will too. So search Eufy Video Lock, E-U-F-Y Video Lock, or visit eufyofficial.com/video lock to see how you can gain complete control of your door.
Have I told you recently about our good friends at Game Time? Here's the deal. Go to your smartphone, go to your iPad, download a little app called Game Time, the fastest growing ticketing app in America. You can go to any event, sporting events, college or pro, concerts, comedy shows. Just download that Game Time app. You want to go to a Giants game? Bob Melvin back in the Bay Area. Matt Chapman, Blake Snell, they've loaded up the squad. If you want to go watch the Giants play, Steph Curry making a little playoff run. Concerts all summer long. Want to go watch something at Chase Center? Want to go watch something wherever you live? A concert, get outside, enjoy yourself. Use the promo code HAM for $20 off. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use the code HAM for your first purchase for $20 off your first pair of tickets.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Next up, John, this is from Facebook, where you can also ask us questions. This is from Corbin. He says, question for you guys. Is Tom the best of the GOATs? I'm an Niners fan, but Tom is as far as transcended Montana now. He's not even close. He has to be in the mix for the GOAT of all GOATs. I'm from Australia, and as far as U.S. sports, he would have to be Michael Jordan, Tiger Woods, Muhammad Ali group now, doesn't he? Yes.
Yeah.
GOAT of GOATs.
Yes.
Agreed. Good call.
Would you rank him, though, above? Like, I'd have Michael and Tiger above him. Like, as an individual player, like, those guys were better at what they did than Tom. But Tom's career, when it all, the dust settles, he might have the best career out of all four of those guys. Or, you know, himself included, which is weird.
Yeah, I
like, peak Tiger and peak Michael were better than peak Tom.
Yeah, I think so. But they were just so, part of that was they were so physically, athletically dominant. Right? Can you not be ahead of those guys if you're not more, just not, he doesn't look like them in terms of the style of the game, but he fucking wins.
But he kind of did, right? Because when he was younger and they got Randy Moss, I remember him throwing all the bombs.
Yeah. I mean, but I mean, like, individually, those
guys
are
running around
different than everybody else. Yeah. Well, especially Tiger. I guess Michael's a different argument. Michael was, part of it was he played defense as well as he played offense. Next up, this comes from Ralph, John. Ralph says, agree or disagree, Khalil Mack is the modern-day Dick Butkus. Never in a title game, let alone a Super Bowl. Bears aren't going anywhere this year, and going 9-8 and 10-7 leaves you in no man's land. Does he eventually leave to chase a title? You know, I was just thinking about Dick Butkus, John.
What were you thinking?
Well, I mean, you know, should he have gone 3? No, I wasn't. Here's something interesting, though. He was the third overall pick in the NFL draft in 1965 and a second round pick that same year in the AFL draft.
So he had options.
He was the 9th overall pick, second round, I said, but there were only 8 teams. He was the 9th overall pick in the AFL draft that year. Gale Sayers, that was Joe Namath's round. In 65, in the NFL draft, that was, Butkus. Oh, and Gale Sayers. The Bears drafted Butkus and Sayers, and then both their guys got drafted in the AFL, but obviously they went to the
Do you think in the history of human beings, anyone's ever had Dick and Butt in the same full name?
Well, there was the race car guy named Dick Trickle. So, no. Sorry, I couldn't think of the last name, but that's a good one. I do wonder, does there come a time when the Bears trade Khalil Mack for something?
Well, he's not any good anymore, might be the problem. Honestly, guy, he might be kind of shot. He looked bad the other night. He wasn't that good last. I mean, for his standard, like his arrow seems to be not pointing in the right direction. It could just be the vibe there when you're just defensive. He's just over. Like, can I just plan a good offense? Right? Can I just do where I just get to hunt? But that's not the case when you're always down and playing the run.
All right. Next up. Yeah, that would be
Dick Butkus.
Would the Raiders look better? Next up, this question is, except for the pick of the stick, what's your favorite Niners moment, your favorite NFL moment, and then your favorite Super Bowl moment? You guys should come to London for one of the international games. Do a live pod from a London pub, ham pod pub. Give UK a slice of the ham action. The first round of Tito's is on me. Except pick of the stick, what's your favorite Niners moment? I mean, besides the Tom Sula fart, which Joe Staley confirmed to us?
Would probably be the Terrell Owens catch from Steve Young where he almost tripped against the Packers in the wild card round. The other moment, it was just, it wasn't an individual moment, but the three straight series of Alex touchdown run, Drew Brees touchdown to Jimmy Graham, and then Alex to Vernon Davis, and then he cries to Harbaugh. Like, just that sequence. The Terrell Owens moment, that was probably 97 or 98. I remember I had a babysitter who was this older lady. By that time, I was like 12 or 13. But she was out of town. I went over there to do something with her pool. I watched the game by myself at like 13 or 12 years old. And I remember watching that. I lost my voice from screaming so loud, the Terrell Owens moment.
Oh, you never heard about that happening to kids.
I know. I was a good fan back then. But I would probably – that was pretty sweet. You just think about it, Steve Young to Terrell Owens to win a game in the playoffs.
I mean, that was...
And Vernon Davis, both of them kind of similar, right? Over the middle. Both of them are crying off the field, like pretty visual, in tears, getting hugged by their coach, Mooch and Harbaugh.
I remember just as a kid, the dominance of the Chargers Super Bowl. I think for me, I don't remember the catch. You know, for so many people, if you're older than us, the catch would be your moment. But I remember I had a little figurine.
You mean 1981 when we weren't alive?
That's right. Yeah. But I had a figurine born in 85. I had a figurine of Joe Montana, and it came throwing the football. And it came, think about this, it came with an Ed Too Tall Jones figurine too. So Ed Too Tall Jones, who was the defender on that play with his arms outstretched, that Montana had to throw it high because Ed Too Tall Jones was in front of him. They called Ed. They're like, Ed, you got a figurine. He's like, sweet. They're like, well, it's part of the Montana figurine pack. You don't actually have your own figurine. That's some bullshit. That moment I've watched so many times. Just as a football fan, you watch NFL films over the years. I've watched this, the drive, you know, that particular drive on YouTube. I can't get over that thing. I didn't see it live, so I don't have like that memory of it. But I do understand every time I watch it, I think the ball is going too high. And it's Vin Scully. So even though I wasn't alive for it, the reason if you're new to the show, Pick at the Stick, we were there right there on the sideline, sandwiched basically between Jim Harbaugh and Chris Berman and on the field for the Pick at the Stick. So
where would you put the scramble Y.A. Tittle 1969 against, you know?
I haven't watched that one quite as many times.
I typed in Terrell Owens, Steve Young. On Wikipedia, it's known as the catch number two.
If that's what Wikipedia says.
1999.
Yeah. Favorite NFL moment? This is favorite spelled with a U. Anything else you want to add here?
Yeah, I mean.
James Harrison's interception return for a touchdown in the Super Bowl is pretty high for me.
That'd be up there, yeah. Malcolm Butler catch, pretty crazy.
The Malcolm Butler, oh my, that's a good one. Because I was, if you had said right there, guy, you how much money do you want to bet on whether or not Marshawn Lynch scores a touchdown on this play? I'd said, yes, I'll bet all the money I have. There's no doubt in my mind that's what's about to happen.
The 28-3 comeback, the game sucked. I remember laying on my couch like, this is stupid. I'm going to take a nap. It felt a little bit like Broncos, Seattle. Remember when Seattle just kicked the shit out of the Broncos?
Yeah.
When the comeback started happening, and then when it kind of got real, you start thinking, like, the Patriots, are they really going to? I kind of vividly remember when it got to, like, one score, I'm like, this is nuts. They're really going to pull this off. And when they scored to tie it, I'm like, this, they're going to win this thing in overtime. And they went right down the field, won it in overtime.
Right. I know. It's a good one. There's so many good ones. Okay. Get in the mailbag. We appreciate that. Check out upstart.com/ham. Go to rexmd.com/ham. Yeah. Right now for generic Viagra.
Get in our league, DraftKings. Download the app, promo code AM.
DraftKings. That link is down in the description. If you're listening to this, there may not be time. There might not be any spots left in our game, but get in the league anyway. Click on that link so you'll get the invite when the game goes live next week. All right, y'all.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.